Ahoy, boys and girls. Stephen is away today, so it's Dave babysitting. But I think you're going to enjoy the show. We've got a lot of exciting things to talk about, including a man who has a penis grafted to his arm. That's probably the most important story. So join us on anywhere you can find podcasts. God bless.
This Week in Feminism.
So then I came back from the tattoo parlor, and my boyfriend didn't like my spacers, or my nose piercing, or my bowl cut. No, he's dating someone else. The patriarchy.
Rockstar.com.
Placenta. All right. Good morning, everyone. That was disgusting. Ahoy, everybody. I don't know what is in there, but thanks, guys. I hope it makes me ill. Okay. Welcome to the show, everyone. As always, we have a lot of fun people here, and it is a live show Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. We're on Rumble. We're on all kinds of places where you can find podcasts. We're on Mug Club. YouTube, it, of course, we might get thrown off, so go to everything else I just mentioned. And other than that, how about a question of the day? How did you celebrate Mother's Birthing Person's Day? Yeah, that's right. It's a whole new thing. Go ahead and leave your comment. I drove to Detroit and shit on my mom's grave. So that was the way to make it work. I feel there's... I'm just glad that men can take everything away from women now. So as long as you can, in the best person who has the best response of what you did on Birthing Person's Day, you get a free cat bath from Gerald A. So it's going to be very exciting.
Cat bath.
It's going to be good. Oh. Speaking of which, speaking of people on maternity leave who shouldn't be, Gerald B is here because Gerald A is not. Still at home, breastfeeding his son, and then we
chest feeding.
Chest right? Because he doesn't use his real. He's got the De Niro.
Yeah.
Tube.
You push it in, twist to lock.
Oh, and of course we have. I'm going to call him Psychologist Kevin.
Morning, sir.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Now, how are you?
Good. We got Casey Basem.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. And of course, Tim the Tool Man, as always.
Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning to you, my friend. And a very special ahoy to one of my good friends and favorite people, Crawdaddy.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Good
that.
To see you. Thank you for coming.
Kind of a bare bones crew today.
Yeah, we got it very slim.
How many kids did Gerald have? Do we know? I mean, he's been gone a while.
I believe he had just one, but boy, his maternity leave is something special, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, he really takes advantage of a situation. If a woman did it, he'd be mouthy about it.
That's true.
But boy, can he hypocrite it at home, can he?
He can.
Stay there, probably just sitting around talking to his newborn, misquoting scripture. Very exciting stuff. More exciting news. So leave your comments. It helps our algorithm. And Steven Crowder, he's not in today. He's doing something special for you guys. I think you're going to enjoy when he puts that together. And we are going to be in Tulsa this Saturday. So that's pretty sweet. Right there, go ahead to louderwithcrowder.com/tour. And you can also see me solo May 29th at Fuel Fest in Gaylord, Michigan. Gaylord. Michigan.
What is Fuel Fest?
Fuel Fest is a new thing. I guess they won a lawsuit against the state for forcing them to shut down over mask mandates. Yeah. So this is like a celebration they're having as kind of a middle finger to the Governor Whitmer.
Sweet.
And I'm happy you're proud of it.
Sure.
I'm proud to be a part of it.
Good.
Yeah, I flubbed my words because I used to do drugs. We also, the 27th and 28th of May, I will be at Big Al's in Emily, Minnesota. And I'm on a new app that I just want to talk about real quick. It's called Shout Out. There's really cool people on it. You have like Dean Cain. Have you seen it at all?
He's hunky. Dean
he Cain. Is hunky.
Yeah, America's hunkiest Superman. I've always
seen. And the most one that can walk the most.
That's true.
So but there's a lot of great people on there. And you can get a happy birthday.
Are the best.
Thank you.
They're so fun to watch.
I really like doing them for people. So I did a lot of fun Mother's Day ones. And go on there. It's only a couple bucks. And I'd like to wish you a happy birthday. Or
birthing person.
But happy birthing person's day because the world is smart. Speaking of... Everything makes sense. Oh, honestly, when I think about my mom, glad she's dead. Like, why would you want to live in this time? I wouldn't even know how to explain it to her. I'd be like, I can give birth.
Even people that have only been gone a few years, if they were to come alive today, they wouldn't believe it.
No, at all.
Yeah.
Like, if you died in, like, 07, you wouldn't know what to do. You'd be like, what?
Get Martin Luther King coming back. No, somebody just a few years, you know.
Even Martin Luther King would come back and go, hey, guys, not what I meant.
That's right, exactly.
Just disappointed. I watch a lot of Netflix, I'm not going to lie. Do you watch any?
You know, I don't normally, but I just did. We were just talking about this. Casey and I were just talking about a movie I watched on there. Had never seen The Other Guys. Can't believe it.
It's so funny.
So quotable.
They just...
My wife was howling. That's not a movie the gals would normally go to, but it was a lot of fun.
I think The Rock and Sam Jackson jumping to their death is probably the funniest thing.
Aim for the bushes.
Yeah, aim for the bushes. What were you thinking?
There wasn't even an awning. Nothing.
Homeless people just keep having sex in Will Ferrell's Prius. Such a good movie. I know I've ruined two parts, but not the film. I promise. It's punchline after punchline.
I need to know who that woman is. It's my wife. No, I need to know. Who is she?
Why do you...
Would not accept that Eva Mendes was his wife. Anyway.
He's like, how did you get that? I don't get it. He's a pimp named Gator.
That's my Netflix. That's what I did last
week. There's a lot of things on there now about how people tend to get in all sorts of jams, if you will, on dating apps. And I guess I've never been a dating app person.
You were married through the dating app era.
Yeah, I never dated in the dating app era. So there's a new documentary out there. It's still very popular. I guess it's been out for a little while, but it's still like in the top 10. And I finally watched it. It's called The Tinder Swindler. Let's take a look. I only miss you
when it rains. When I first talked with Simon, immediately we had a bond. When I listen to the radio. He was smart and funny and very impulsive.
I shared my whole heart with him.
And then he asked me if I wanted to travel with him on a private jet. I was like,
he took me to a 5-star hotel. He said
we had a special connection. It felt like stepping into a movie. And then in the middle of the night, he said there was something he wants to tell me. He said he has threats against him.
He needs our cash.
$20,000,
$30,000. $140,000?
His life depended on me. That's when police tell me the man I love was never real.
Wow. Oh, well, man. When a billionaire asks for $20,000, that might be a hint.
What's with all the drone city shots? Now, that's the new screen wipe. Have you noticed? Boom. And we're going over the top of the buildings. Boom.
It really is. It just means you couldn't afford footage.
That's right.
So you had to buy it all for like the middle. He asked me, he's billionaire. We went in plane and he asked me for $100,000. I was like, sure, I loan to you. And then it turned out his name is not Dan. Wow. Good story. Very dumb.
Where is the set? What was that accent?
Stupidville.
Okay.
I really have no. I forgot.
I couldn't tell by the multiple cityscape. Yeah, screen wipes.
I guess he travels all over the place. Yeah, the screen wipe seems to be a shot from Ninja Turtles, but otherwise I don't know. It is different countries.
You recognize the manhole covers?
Yes,
from above?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Well, there's actually another one coming out now. This is interesting. This is about an app. It's actually for men who are dating in the homosexual community. And this one is called the Grindr Denier.
You can get a little bit of anything you want on Grindr, from fetishes to admirers to people who claim to have never been on it.
All right, so get this. I was walking through downtown Chicago, bird sanctuary, 3 a.m. in the morning, you know, like normal folk do, and this guy just pops out of nowhere. He says that if I don't give him 10,000 bucks, he's gonna tell my entire family that we met up on Grindr and had intercourse in the parakeet den.
So did you end up paying him?
I had to. Somehow he had made this entire Grindr profile that only I knew the password to.
So I went on to Grindr because I thought it was an app about hard work, you know, motivational, like, you know, like grinding it out.
Yes, I am Brian Stelter, the real Brian Stelter. But you guys aren't gonna use my real name, right? And you pinky promise that you'll blur out my face? Great.
Anyway, next thing you know, this guy messages me about meeting him on a construction site to show me how hard he could work me. Seem legit.
Now I can talk about how I keep getting robbed at all-male swingers clubs.
Next thing you know, I'm giving him $500 to do unmentionable things.
Here comes the meat choo-choo.
Yeah, I need my money back.
Someone needs to find this blackmailer. Make him give me back my $10,000. Oh, huh. There's a reminder. I think I might know where he is. I'm gonna go have a word with him, a whole mouthful.
Yeah, I paid him $500 for oral services rendered, because I appreciate hard work. How is that prostitution? What are you, nuts? What, would I go on a show admitting to paying for a male prostitute?
Only I knew the password. Only I had those pictures of my penis.
Yeah, you gotta tell my masseuses to stop lying over here. That's perjury, slander. You even talk to them. How do you make sure you cut them out of the special?
Me? Gay? I don't think so.
Actually, I'm extremely heterosexual. But I do go to the gay clubs, only because I like the buffets.
Yeah, that's great and everything, but what about when you were found unconscious at a LGBTQ nightclub called The Rest Area?
I went there because I heard they had marvelous stuffed crust pizza. It turned out they didn't. I was in the bathroom when a flame twirler knocked me out with one of his batons. And then a Diana Ross impersonator stole my Crocs. It was the worst night of my life. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Haunting stuff.
Well, they need a nap too, Dave. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's true. It's a shame people get ripped off on them. I guess Brian Stelter just uses it to get food, but you know, you never know. You never know what you're gonna walk into. Speaking of
Stelter.
Yeah, poor guy. I mean, really, he's a good looking anchor.
This is true.
Yeah, handsome, charismatic.
Yeah. Where would you think he'll land after CNN? Oh. We know that's coming soon.
Bounce.
The White House.
Yeah, push back into the ocean. The White
House. Press secretary.
I think you're right.
Where else?
Yeah, that's a
where
good
else point. Is he going to go?
That's exactly where they go. Like, wow.
Yeah, they just get recycled to MSNBC
you go.
Or, you know. White House.
We just need you to embarrass us and be the secretary, paint your nails.
Yeah.
Speaking of CNN, Jim Acosta, I don't know if you know this, is a hero. On Saturday, Jim Acosta tweeted something terribly bigoted, and he doesn't even know it. He wrote this, ran into an Afghan refugee in the elevator today. He was delivering groceries. didn't know which buttons to push, so I helped. Must have been new. As he got off the elevator, he thanked me and said, I am Afghan. I said, good luck and welcome to America. He smiled. He's on his way.
How did he know which button to push?
Right.
How is he helping? He's not. He didn't know the numbers.
Yeah. How does he know what room to find?
He's like, yeah. I'll take shit that never happened, Alex.
Oh, you win?
500. Yeah. Unbelievable.
He can't figure out 1 through 10, but then he's like, it's upstairs. He's like, this is 438 where they ordered this entire thing. How does Acosta know he was a refugee?
Unbelievable. These people.
He can work a GPS, but he gets in an elevator and he's like, I don't know. What is this time box? Do I travel? Is it also Arabic numerals? Our number system is based on Arabic numerals.
That's right.
If he's Arabic, he's going to know what it means. He's not going to stand there confused. Like he just got to the country illegally, yeah. I guess, according to Acosta. And what? Got a job at DoorDash and just sat confused.
Yeah. He knows how to count his tips. And he corrected Acosta, explained to him that it's a lift in the UK, not an elevator.
Yes.
He seemed sharp.
It's like he had been here and just had a slight accent.
That's right.
Yeah, he had a license too.
Right.
License to drive, but right. He didn't have numbers.
Yeah, he was able to read an odometer, but boy, when it came to that elevator, really threw him off.
Acosta just saw a brown guy. He's like, oh, you must be FBI. Oh,
the numbers are literally stacked on the wall.
Yeah, he's like, oh, man, that 1 through 10 thing throws me.
There is no 13. I don't know what to do. Yeah,
I don't know. I've never measured a fence.
Oh, yeah,
this is
right.
Terrible. I don't. It's no way. Acosta not only made up a ridiculous story of virtue signal, but he made it horribly bigoted. So good for you, Acosta. You're an idiot. CNN actually, you know, they had their Plus app. It officially did shut down after 1 month, which is really, that's special numbers.
It's amazing.
But after 30 days, I started them watching them lower the price. At first it was like, it's only $9. Then they're like, it's $2.99. Then they're like, we'll give you $1. And there was questions as to whether or not some of their programming would live on. Look at that. Inside sources at CNN leaked to us that they had a ton of programming in the works that'll never see the light of day. Some of them even sitcoms. Here are 7 plus 1 failed CNN Plus pilots.
You forgot the one in the chamber.
There's always one in the chamber.
Always Every forget time. That one.
Crawdaddy, can you help me out? We're going to do this. Number 7, To Hire a Predator. Because there's a lot of them there. If you look it up, it's... Wow. It's number 6, Crawdaddy.
How I Met Your Bi-Curious Zither. What?
What I understand, it's a bi...
What?
It's a bi-curious mother, father, parent.
Oh, okay.
Queer. It's just, I'm not making it up. That's literally the definition.
Everything's stupid.
Yes, that's correct. 5, Brian Stelter actually would have had a new show on there. It's called Straight Eye for the Queer Guy. I thought he just liked the stuffed crusts. Number 4, Crawdaddy.
Naked and Afraid, Kids Edition. What? Unbelievable. That's not good programming at all.
No, I don't think so. I mean, they, you know, they're just throwing stuff against the wall so it sticks.
Ew.
I know. I just realized what that meant. It's not a wall. All right, so let's see, where are we at? Number 3, Cuomo Brothers, The Bachelorette, Stromboli Island. They're not bachelors, but they certainly pretend they are for the show. Number 2, Crawdaddy.
Al Sharpton Learns to Read.
Yeah. And now that the network's gone under, he's never going to. That was going to be a big thing for him. So I wouldn't.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Bad for him.
He's just never gonna get those
words. Is he a better reader than Biden, though?
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, Biden's got an ear.
The title.
Yeah, Biden's got an earpiece, and still, he can't even repeat back words. Salute the troops. They don't. They're stop it, Lloyd Bridges. Good Lord. This says at number one, Don Lemon actually has his version of Shark Tank. It's called Shart Taint. And that's where instead of pitching ideas, he just pinches your taint. It's kind of different. Oh, we also do have a plus one. What was I thinking?
What?
Yeah, that's right.
There's always one.
There's always one. The Sticky Situation Room with Jeffrey Toobin. I'm sad that this isn't going to make the air. How about you?
Yeah. I'm waiting for that stinger. We've got to get out of this.
I would at least watch Al Sharpton Learns to Read.
You forgot fifth one in the chamber.
It's always one in the chamber.
Al Sharpton.
Good guy.
Hook Great. It on phonics.
I originally had Al Sharpton verse food. So that'd be fun if we got heavy again.
I miss Heavy Al. He was funnier.
And he rhymed better.
That's true.
Like whenever every pound he lost, he rhymed a little bit worse. And for a guy who's not good at reading, great at rhyming. That's pretty
true.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, he's not grandstanding on TV like he does in the streets.
That's true.
Yeah,
that is very true. I think he's more real on the streets and on CNN when he's reading news. He's like me. Wait. All right. We're talking about this. A man in Texas has an outstanding warrant for burglary of a building. He was caught on camera at a home removing items from a garage before pulling out the lawnmower and mowing both the front and back yards.
Here it is.
Look at this monster. What are you doing? I'm cutting your lawn.
Who is he? All Dennis right. the Menace?
I know.
So what's he burgling?
I think he just got tired of their long grass and was like, I'm doing it myself.
Oh, he didn't trim. That's what it is.
Had he edged, it wouldn't
had
be
he
a
edged
crime.
And trimmed. Yeah.
They're watching the footage. They're like, well, he's actually doing a good job.
Yeah, is he going to repair the picket fence?
Yes. Yeah, that was his next thing. He also stole a hammer and put it back. He's painting the house, and next day he comes back to shingle the roof. This criminal. Well, according to the New York Post, this is the guy, so clearly he was, I'm guessing, a PCP. Because I think either that or meth, because he's doing a good job. Clearly he's high. I'm just guessing by the bird's nest on top of his head. I think there's a woodpecker in it.
Yeah, but, I'd put my money on meth.
You know,
just unaware that it was nighttime. An inappropriate time to be mowing.
But that seems like a good time if you're on meth to cut your lawn. Mm. You know, it's not a daytime activity when you're on crank.
And as you know, Dave, a lot of these neighborhoods, not real good homeowners associations.
No, they're not. And that's probably, this guy's just trying to take it upon himself. He's like, nobody showed up to the homeowner association meeting.
Right.
It's just me and my bag of meth.
Yeah, he probably thought it was his house.
Yeah, that's true.
He's getting shit done.
Or he wanted it to be. Yeah, that's true. Your professor's going to go and kill everyone.
I was going to put in an offer, man.
I want you to move. Let's make it pretty. The officers arrived at the home and chased the suspect, who pulled the lawnmower behind him before ditching in an alley nearby. There you go. That's him again. And continuing the escape. It's important to note in the full tape, the guy actually doesn't ever steal anything. And I'm not sure if he was even stealing the lawnmower or just scared and carrying the lawnmower with him until it was too heavy to hop a fence.
It's tough to get away with a self-propelled lawnmower pulling against you.
It really is, yeah.
You can't get a lot of momentum.
There's no way he let go of it where he wasn't just
not
still holding
He's
it.
Still holding the handle down. It's spinning the wheels.
Just... He's got a leaf blower in one hand. It's just
he just forgot he had it.
I know. Exactly.
Getting foreplay to a home invasion. It's just, you know, we're going to make it nice this time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's waiting for his friends. He's like, we are going to tie everybody up, but, you know, let's make it nice.
Right.
We'll go inside. They do
I love how he gingerly takes the fence picket and just puts it over the other. I was going to line it up, but that's good enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like
he didn't just kick it out of the way and continue to mow. No, he put it where it belongs.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, there was a kidnapping, and also they left some feng shui. I mean, the room looks gorgeous, but
it feels wonderful.
Yeah, it's really.
I had no idea in this place.
Yeah, I had no idea how big it could look.
You saw the video. He actually put gas in the mower.
Oh,
did he? Before he started mowing.
Did he check the oil?
I don't know.
He probably just huffed it.
Yeah, look, so he's taking it out. Look. He's putting gas in
there. That's amazing.
It's a gentleman. He brought his own. It's not even theirs.
Hey, price of gas nowadays?
Yeah. He's like, this is very expensive. He's like, if I'm going to cut your lawn, I'm going to do it right. It's $4 a gallon, please. He just didn't pick up the trimming, so it's a crime.
Yeah.
Well, I say this man is not a criminal, and if you want to break into my garage and cut my lawn once a week, I'll give you like $30.
Yeah. That seems fair. Somebody ought to tip him.
Yeah, I would just walk out and be like, I don't know what's wrong with you, but here, and thank you.
These are times when it would be a blast to be the judge, wouldn't it?
Come on.
Wouldn't you have fun with that?
Oh, I'd love it. I'd be like, have you thought about making it a business as opposed to a crime?
I'm going to give you community service to do my lawn for the rest of the season.
Yeah, exactly.
You do a good job.
Yeah, you do very nice. Have you considered doing this for me and the district attorney there?
Bailiff, how's your lawn?
Yeah, exactly. Just some really nice. The courthouse actually needs some gardening.
Municipal
now that
buildings.
Yeah, this is all going to look good.
Oh, your man.
Job is going to take the fun out, though.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't do meth and just mow anybody's lawn. Mow somebody else's lawn.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure like the fourth lawn, once it's too much meth, it's just a train wreck.
Yeah. You see like the crop circles in the front.
Yeah.
That's how the crop circles actually happen.
He's just cutting himself with a lawnmower blade. I don't like this guy. I don't know. Just tip him and tell him to leave. I'm not going out there. Let him do what he would.
He's the Batman of home maintenance.
Yeah, he's really he's great at mowing until he's picking invisible mites off his skin. Other than that, yeah, A+. Yeah, they should give him a nice haircut, get him a little truck for his friend's lawnmower or whatever house that was. Good for him. I say, good for you, innocent.
Yes,
cheers.
Absolutely.
Well. I'm sure you guys have heard about this. There was a Roe v. Wade leak. Mm-hmm. And it continues to escalate. And naturally, celebrities have been more than eager to share their expert opinions. Look at that. We got George Takei, Roseanne, Arquette, and Carrot Top.
I think that was Kathy Griffin.
Oof.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Oh,
I'm sure it's Kathy
Griffin. God.
She looks like a used mop.
Oh, it's no. She should change her name to Carrot Bottom. Ugh. Anyway, and Kathy Griffin are among a host of celebrities. Sorry, I dry heaved. Who have spoken out. In fact, it looks like Michael Moore already has a new movie out called Roe v. and Me. Oh, look.
I'll try anything once, but usually way more than once, especially things filled with cream.
It just Michael Moore singing about food, David.
Yeah, it wasn't anything to do with Rover's Wade. In fact,
nothing, absolutely nothing.
Should he even eat like that? Doesn't he have? He's got to have type 2, right?
At minimum.
Yeah.
How does he have two legs, as you would say?
I don't know. I guess.
It's interesting that that's the trailer for the movie, and it has nothing to do with Roe v. Wade.
No, none. Well, I guess Flint water is good for something. That's where he lives. And also, I am from Michigan, and we have apologized for Michael Moore on many occasions. Okay. I'm just not a fan. I liked Roger and Me, and then after that, it was just...
A lot of that was fake, too.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad.
Do you remember when he went to the Grosse Pointe Yacht Club to try to find Roger from GM?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. He was never a member there.
Was he not?
No, it was just a big symbol of opulence and wealth that he's sitting in there having a cigar, and you know, that they would go. And just looking around, oh, he's not here. Come on. I mean, that's just, it's cheap theatrics, right?
And what's funny is it's not like, Grosse Pointe is known to be rich for Michigan and the Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
It's upper middle class anywhere else in the country.
That's true.
And all the way to lower middle class, depending on what part you live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that, it's not like there's normal boats there. There are some giant yachts and stuff, but they don't really belong to people.
Like, well, it is the place where, I mean, the equivalent of today's Gates and Musk, you know, live along the, I mean, Fords and
yeah,
Dodge families,
yes,
and this Fisher body, all these industrialists, right? Back,
oh, yes,
then.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's not the case anymore.
No. Yeah. But Lakeshore is beautiful.
Yeah.
I have friends that live there. Oh, the houses I would do drugs in. That's what's great. That's great about rich kids is that, like, a lot of them have no purpose.
And absent parents.
Yeah. So you enjoy their company until one day they OD on one of those yachts. Moving on. I wish I was kidding.
No, but he went in there looking for him. Like, I'm trying to find him, and he's not here, and he's ducking us. What? Stop that.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Charlton Heston was ducking him on the gun issue.
When he let him in his house.
Yeah. And he was shouting to nobody, making it look like he ran off, like he was avoiding him. It's like a camera shot where it's just, all right, get me shouting to, you know, and then we'll insert Charlton Heston walking away from me. It was he does these cheap tricks.
You know, that was one of the first times that I started questioning any liberal ideology, because that came out when I was in high school. Because I was a senior when Columbine happened, and I was watching it. And they were blaming Kmart for the bullets that was bought. So Michael Moore brings in this kid who's in a wheelchair from Columbine and these other people talking about who sold him the bullets. And it's like, we're blaming Kmart, which, by the way, it went out of business. So great job. But why? It had nothing to do with Kmart. It doesn't matter where they bought the bullets.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with it. And that's what he's trying to do, is blame.
But even as a teenager, you're connecting the dots and realizing the scam. Yeah.
Yeah, all my friends and I were watching it. We're like, this guy's just being an ass and exploiting a dude in a wheelchair. It's completely unnecessary. And it's sad what happened with Columbine. And then we had to have school drills where it was an alarm system where you would hide under your desk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's going to help.
Oh, yeah. It was good. It was the first time they did it. It was the fire alarm. Ugh.
Were you in school during that?
I was I was in school during that was in,
I mean the drills because
I
don't remember
they
drills.
Just started the drills. Well, it happened in '99.
You were a fifth year senior.
I was a fifth year senior. No, that was I was a first year junior actually at the time. It was '99.
Okay.
So yeah, they started doing the drills right after that, and it's like, all right, we're gonna pull the fire alarm because we don't have that alarm yet. Then you get under a desk, and I'm like, well, what if there's a fire? And you confuse alarms. Now it's just kids burning to death. And you're like, well, nobody was shot. Like, it was just such a stupid plan. It's like, tell you what, I hear bullets. I'm going to go the other way. Plus, I got a feeling which kids are going to do it. And I've always been nice to them. So hopefully it's like Elephant, where I'm just going to walk to my car. And I'm like, hey, man, remember, I gave you drugs. All right. How's everybody going?
And they're shooting all the downed kids and letting you walk to your car.
Yeah, that's all. Not that it's a good thing. I'm just saying, sometimes there's weird kids, and if they ask for a cigarette in the boys' room, Give them
you
one.
You give it to them.
Yeah, you go, here you go, buddy. I see you've cut yourself on your wrist.
Well, you guys had to deal with that, you know, the school shooting thing. We had to do the bomb shelter drills where they took us all down in the basement and they would shut off the lights. No talking during the nuclear holocaust, you know.
So so the whole school could fall on top of you.
That's right.
That's
exactly right. Pancake onto the student body. Yeah. Squish the kids. And a couple times a year we would do that.
Really?
Yeah, down in the basement.
What year?
They would shut off the lights. Carlton Elementary School on Casino. You know where that is now?
Yeah, I do.
Certain death in that
area. I
don't
think it's there anymore.
I think it's still there.
Is it still there, Carlton?
Yeah.
Okay. But pieces of it or the whole, the actual school?
The actual school. Between Roxbury and Lake Point. People could.
Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of the early busing experiments in the country.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. You said that was one of the first schools that did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but they would take us downstairs and then so the kids would learn not to panic. It shut off, and it was pitch black. And of course, that's when kids would bring squirt guns in, and you know, and then the lights would come back on. It was chaos for the 90 seconds the lights were off.
Yeah, we did dumb stuff. Like we had we were all drunk at a bar that you could drink at in Detroit because it's Detroit, and we were all about like 16, 17, you know, 18, and we were like, all right, whoever drinks like gives up on shots first has to go to the payphone and call in a bomb threat. And they're like, okay. So we're all doing shots. I'm not even worried about this one. So I don't have to do it, but my buddy does. And he goes across the street at the payphone, and he gets on it, and he calls it in. And we're like, okay. Like, not realize. And this is a completely fake story for any FBI watching. But he comes back. He's like, yeah, I did it. We're like, oh, yeah, sure you did. Whatever. The next day we go to school. There's like robots and bomb sniffing dogs, and they're putting everybody like over to the bleachers. And we're like, oh shit, this just got real.
Wow.
And we were all hung over, and we're like, what are we going to do? And we're like, I guess we just get the rest of the day off. And we just left. But we didn't realize like the severity of what we had just done because we did it like right after Columbine. Wow. And they were so on, like, edge. Because
sure.
When you're a kid, you don't really get the severity of anything. And But, you know, we got a day off, so there is, I guess I'm saying there's a silver lining.
Well, pulling a fire alarm was a big deal.
That was big time.
But you'd do hard time for that, though. They would make an example of you for that one.
They got very pissed.
Yeah.
Then they would ask everybody at the school who did it.
Yeah.
But my friends and I weren't rats. And they never
until they start to put pressure on all the kids that somebody becomes a rat.
Yeah. As long as it's you and one other guy who can keep a secret, you're like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I was in church.
Nowadays you'd be on camera, so there's no getting away with
it. Oh, yeah. Well, every school has cameras now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, yeah. Well, speaking of good kids, many protesters broke out over the weekend over the Roe vs. Wade leak. This one, however, may have been the most memorable. I mean, she looks great in white at her wedding, but probably not a virgin.
I'm killing the baby.
She must be proud.
God killed his son. Why can't I? God murdered his son on that piece of wood. Come outside.
Oof. I don't think she knew they were dolls.
No, I guess none of them got her anything nice for Birth Person's Day. At least she didn't build a fire and toss them into it.
Aborted babies being burned and then used for electricity?
I hope they are.
She will never get pregnant.
No.
Oh, no.
Faygo soda will prevent that.
Give me your feet!
Wow.
Wow.
I thought they were vegans. But on a serious note, this mob rule mindset is exactly what the Founding Fathers tried to prevent. Here's footage from outside of Chief Justice John Roberts' home, as well as Justice Kavanaugh.
Abortion, safe and legal!
You don't care if people die!
You don't care if people die!
You don't care if people die!
That's ironic.
Right. You're drawing hangers in the street like you think that's the appropriate tool. This kind of proves how Dems don't read anything, since Chief Justice Roberts is likely siding with the left on this one. Look at that. The Supreme Court
morons.
Currently sits at a 6-3 conservative majority, but Roberts has more recently and consistently voted with members of the court that were nominated by Democratic presidents. And Justice Roberts has been the pivotal majority creating liberals in many cases. By the way, recent polls suggest that the Supreme Court leak hasn't moved the needle at all. This topic has given a voice to black conservatives, however, as more people notice black lives only seem to matter when it's convenient. Here's a man shutting down a pro-abortion protest of healthcare workers just last week.
Black lives matter, or just some black lives? The black lives killed by black men matter, right? Yes?
Ooh.
The black babies killed in the abortion clinics matter, right?
Okay.
Thought so. The black officers killed by that bastard in Minnesota, that matters too, right? Okay. But the black babies that are killed in the abortion clinics don't matter, do they, medical people? Do their lives matter? Does the future of our black babies matter? Huh? What's up? All
like
quiet now, aren't they?
Isn't that the truth, though, that they only go and have black people on their side when they need them?
That's right, yeah. You know, they lost.
Yeah.
The loser doesn't get to mock the winner.
No.
It's exactly backwards.
Right.
You don't get to tease the winner that they won. And this victory was 50 years in the making, done appropriately. Getting the message out there, electing officials, getting officials to appoint the right justices, that have finally, 50 years later, this kind of thing is coming back around. Roe versus Wade was all just, you know, it was tainted from the beginning. It's unbelievable.
Well, yeah.
This was done correctly. And they're going to trash talk the winners? I mean, there's no teeth in it at all.
Well, when you look at it, when it just goes from, you know, giving the power from the government to the states, it's not taking away a right to have an abortion. It's just one of the parts of the law, which, regardless of my opinion or anybody else's opinion, that the reaction is absurd.
Right.
Because it's this direct reaction is ignorance into believing something that isn't necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
It's this knee-jerk, uneducated reaction, and really so many grotesque ways. I'm eating a baby out of a can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny in different contexts. She's serious.
Right. And like you said, they don't read anything.
No.
They're out protesting the guy who's likely going to side with them.
Right.
They don't get it in macro or micro. They're just all about emotion. They're getting more freedom.
Can you imagine being the neighbor trying to get out of the driveway? It's like, I got a job. Could you just move your...
I would have thought a Supreme Court justice would have a nicer crib, though. That was.
I know. I was kind of disappointed. Didn't it look like it was off an outer drive in Detroit?
Is that the Chief Justice on his front porch?
Yeah, that's weird. Do you sell dime bags out of your carpenter house? Well, let's lighten the mood. Well, not for me, but, you know, for me, not this guy. I don't know if you've heard this. The man with a penis on his arm is a new Channel 4 British documentary. This is real.
This is Dr. Nick?
This is real. He claims he feels like a real man again, though. Here to help explain is our very own Professor Penis. All right. Welcome, Dr. Penis.
Oh, thanks for having me back, Professor, though.
Oh, right. So...
But yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, thanks for bringing me back on.
It's my pleasure. Yeah. Honestly, it's my pleasure.
Yeah.
We're happy to have you.
Oh, thanks. No problem.
We need your clarity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard you guys got a kind of a sticky situation here.
We do. We have a penis questions.
Yeah.
No and an arm penis, if you will.
Yep.
And this man, Pat McGann, a British fella, ended up with a penis on his arm.
Yeah, I was one of the chief kind of researchers on this project. I'll flip by the mic, flip this over here so you guys can see.
Okay, let's take a gander. Right. Now, his penis just fell off?
Yeah, from drugs. He was doing drugs one day and then just plopped right off. And, you know, it's a technical term we use in the research professorial community called Kendalling.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, it's a highly academic term.
And then you started a penis transplant?
Yeah, so this has been something we've been working on for a long time. But as you can see here, we have... this is where the normal, human penis would be.
Right, right.
That fell off. Now we've got his arm up here, and this is where we get the penis parts. Kind of, you know, like fat or veins or other shit, you know, around his body that.
Sure.
Like roll.
How does
up.
One actually grow a penis from one's
take
forearm?
Take all those, pieces from everywhere.
Okay.
I think we put it on his forearm. Let me.
Yeah, Darren asked, how does one grow that? You just take those different fat veins.
Yeah, we take that. Yeah, we take fat and skin, roll it up. We put a vein in the middle. We also have, you guys can, let's see that. Yeah, we put it there.
I see.
Yeah, normally it's pretty functional. Besides, erections or any other.
It can connect to the bladder.
Oh yeah, so we actually took a. It'll be a vein eventually when we, since we moved it, but we ran a big tube here, and he hides it under his shirt, and we put some tape on it, and connects to where the bladder is down there. And so, then he can, it's actually more mobile. It's kind of...
Yeah, it's a good way to get around, I would certainly say.
But no hydraulics whatsoever.
There's a there'll be a pump now that it's installed. Oh, so
artificial.
So he's got kind of more dribbles out, I would assume.
He can pump it a little, dribble it. The pump's there if he, wants to become tumescent.
I see. Now, is it can he function well with it, or is it hurt, or how does that go?
Well, it's as you can see, it gets a little technical. So we actually have a piece of the documentary. We'll just roll for you guys so you can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not easy having a worker growing out of your arm, but it's better, it makes you feel like a man again. It's better than when it just fell off. I mean, I could have it, but it does make certain things inconvenient when they've got a penis on your arm. I'm in the loo, just shaking up a bit. I said I'm in the loo! Please stop it. I'm trying to pee with my penis on. No mail today. Oh, my arm penis! Alright, who wants popcorn? Popcorn, alright. Oh, my arm penis! Oh! I can only ride my bicycle at night, it's a law, because I can't wave at anybody legally. Which is okay. It's not. Oh, my arm penis!
Oh, that looked extraordinarily sad and painful. I hope he gets it put between his legs soon.
Yeah, it's always tough watching a patient, go through all that. I apologize. The diagram was improperly drawn. I forgot he was British, so he updated the.
Oh, thank you, teeth. I appreciate that. Yeah, I wasn't sure. So will it be transplanted soon?
It actually, as we're speaking, I'm pretty sure it has been transplanted. I'm going to go follow up and document that.
Really?
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Professor Penis. It's great to see you again.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Thanks for having me. This was a blast.
My pleasure. I'm just glad that we have a medical research staff.
So if he waves to somebody, he has to register.
That's what he said. He can only ride his bike at night because he could be a registered sex offender.
Gotcha.
I keep hitting this. It's my understanding that at a Starbucks once, they called his name and he raised his hand.
Oh.
Did 3 years. Very sad. But speaking of penis... Piss off, YouTube.